The silly season is about to begin, and some clubs are having a laugh out there. Champions League game tomorrow, the finals tomorrow. Our teams have done fantastic this year, and we'll discuss after this. Oh, by the way, Joe's back.
This is Emmanuel Zambazis, and you're listening to the Football Weekly podcast.
Joe, it's been... Actually, you know what, Joe? Before we even start, you got to let the people know where you've been. I can't keep answering for you, Joe. Where have you been?
Well, I went away for a while. No. just busy doing some stuff with, obviously, Vaughan Soccer Club. A little bit of a bigger role with them now in terms of having to be on field and stuff and doing some stuff behind the scenes, which hope to... announced soon. Maybe we'll talk about that on our show. But yeah, it's just good to be back. It's good to be back to talking footy with Reggie. People have been asking where I've been and what's going on. And thankfully, Reggie has been holding down the fort with giving you guys some content. And hopefully we can get back into the swing to get us ready for the Champions League final.
Well, we have it's not going to be like people think, Joe. I'm guaranteeing you that we have Manchester City versus Inter tomorrow. People that I've been talking to are thinking it's going to be a slaughter. And I say not so fast.
I agree. First of all, it's kind of, I don't know what it is, funny or right? So both teams, like, so my traditional rival is a Milan fan to have Inter going. Reggie's having his team that, you know, the season rival that, you know, took the title away from Arsenal. We'll talk about that. But so I don't know. We don't really, who do we want to win here? So I agree. I don't think it's going to be, listen, it could end up a certain way, but just I don't think it's as easy as everyone's saying, just say it's going to be a city slaughter, you know, of Inter. It's one game. I know many people have said this as well. I know, Reggie, you feel the same. It's one game. If it's a two-game, you know, leg, two legs, different. I think you put your money on Man City, a lot of it. You still might put a lot of your money on Man City now, but it's one game. And the pressure and pressures of finals, as we've seen before, can do a lot of things to players. And if, you know, let's all agree here, even with the people who are listening and watching, the pressure is square upon Pep Guardiola and Man City at all. I don't think there's any pressure on Inter. No pressure on Inter.
I don't think there's any pressure on Inter. They're an afterthought in this game, I think, from what I'm hearing in most, you know, outlets. They're an afterthought. I'm hearing 4 or 5. It's going to be over by halftime. And it's not going to be like that. Again, Pep has brought the pressure on himself. I mean, maybe not on purpose, but it's just the success and the team that he's built. They have to win. They're the better team, right? So they have to win. But again,
he has brought it on himself, Reg. I think he has brought it on himself.
Yeah, of course. Based on
going and saying and telling your, you know, your management, whoever you might be. And again, in the Premier League, we do know, as I'm learning now, to get to that later, how much the manager has the effect on or the influence on the transfer window. And I mean, you went out and got the most coveted player in the transfer window, other than Kylian Mbappe, who stayed where he was in Erling Haaland. So, and you already had, you know, tons of stars. You have all the players at your disposal. And maybe he's embracing the pressure too. Sure. But he's definitely feeling it. I mean, he could say all he wants about, you know, at zero. I read something today at 0-0. You know, Italian teams are comfortable. Maybe 10 years ago, I think he's trying to play some mind games, you know, akin to someone else like Jose Mourinho. The pressure's on you, Pep, and that's what it is. You know, your team was built to win, as you said before, Reg. They won the Premier League with other teams. They're there to win the Champions League. And this team, this is their best shot. And you don't know. You can't count on coming back, as we know. We always say that. You know, so the pressure is squarely on City. And look, weird things happen in finals. We remember what happened with Kevin De Bruyne, you know, getting hurt in the final. Anything can happen. It's one game. So,
Yeah, most definitely. And it's not a bunch of scrubs on Inter's side too. Lautaro Martinez is firing. Right. Lukaku's going to be a handful. Brozovic. Dzeko, Barella. I mean, it's not going to be a pushover. They're not going to give the space that Real Madrid gave them. Real Madrid came out and wanted to play, wanted to prove we're the defending champions. You have to beat us. So they played their game. Maybe that was a mistake by Ancelotti, but I mean, they went in there to play. You're not going to get that same style of play from Inter Milan. I guarantee you that.
I think the teams playing, like I've been watching Inter all year, and they're playing their best soccer right now. They're playing their best, like right. and literally like their style of play. Everybody will always speak to City's style of play. I get it, and they deserve that, sure. But Inter's actually playing some really good stuff in terms of, you know, what we call European ball. So this is not a – this is a tough one. This is a really tough one. And again, the dog with no pressure here is Inter, and they're a good football team too. So it's time for those guys like De Bruyne. You know, Reggie always talks about it with Belgium, you know, and not showing up when it counts. Has he shown up when it counts in the Premier League? Of course. I think if you ask Kevin De Bruyne, I mean, you've read the comments, right? We've all seen him. He knows this is it. Like, he's got to win this. They have to win the Champions League. So I don't know. What do you see? So what do you see happening? What's your score? Like, what's your score prediction? I mean,
you're going to think I'm crazy. You might think I'm crazy for this, Joe, but I think this goes to PKs.
I don't think that's crazy at all.
I think it goes to PKs. If Manchester City scores two, I think it might be finished in 90. But if they only score one, I can see Inter scoring. I can see Inter scoring. If they score one, I think Inter can come back, and this goes to PKs.
I think that's such a good point, because what's Pep's, you know, when he plays, if they know they'll get one, it's can they get the two?
Right.
And that's a very good point, my friend. If they get two, you know, in which, and you say, well, obviously, no. Well, a lot of teams will not play that way. Pep's going to play for two. He's going to play. He is going to play. We know that they're not going to, you know, unless does Pep do what he's done in recent finals, where he's drawn criticism, where he tries to go outside of who he is.
He better not. If I see Phil Foden in a false nine, I don't know if they win that. But
right, well, I think that's the one thing we won't see, because he went out and got the most coveted number nine.
Oh yeah,
available, right? Yeah. And so that's what we saw was different this year. We saw it. Listen, we get it. They've adapted. Reggie will tell you. I'll speak for Reggie. He should be able to adapt, because he's got every piece. He got every chess piece in the arsenal. Oh, you see what I did there? I didn't even mean that, I swear. But nice. Anyhow, he has everything available to him, so he should do that. Our argument is always, and we kid around, but it's he says that he has it, and he has to do it. Again, the pressure thing. These are not bad players on Inter Milan. Player for player, are they the player City has? Of course not. You know, Reggie will tell you, who does have those players? So no one has them. Even Real Madrid does not have thing. We always go to those shots of the bench and who's on that bench. And again, over two games, that bench really matters. In one game, it matters, but, you know, where's the time? So
yeah. Well, I gave my prediction.
Yeah, what's mine?
What's yours? 2-2.
I always do this. I'm going 3-1 City.
Oh, wow.
But if I woke up after the game and I fell asleep and saw that Inter won, I would not be surprised. Something is telling me that Inter will win tomorrow.
Well, for the sake of the MCL, you better hope Inter doesn't win. And our over 40 team, you better hope Inter doesn't win, because we'll never hear the end of it from one of our players.
Yeah. Yeah, we won't. But things are just lining up, and that pressure thing.
I think so too. But
and you said it, Lautaro Martinez is playing some kind of football. I mean,
that's right.
This is what we didn't see with Lautaro in the World Cup, right? But we knew that Lautaro is, you know, can do this, and he. It's funny because he could do. If you look at Julian Alvarez on the other side, they're very similar. Aren't they, Reg? They
can
play
right.
A nine role, but play a little bit more in a 10 or an attacking role.
That's right. You lie deeper. Like that.
Yeah. I mean, we joke with one of our listeners here who's part of our MCL on the mornings too. I'm sorry, on Sundays. about, you know, well, they're Argentinian. They have 10s everywhere. Everyone's a 10 in Argentina. So you could tell. So that's very, very similar. But he is playing at a tremendous, tremendous clip right now. Lautaro, Reggie mentioned them already. The combination of, like, whoever they start. Like, for me, so who they going to start, Lautaro or Dzeko or Lukaku? I think it's brilliant to have Lukaku come off the bench. You know?
Yeah, you could do that too. Yeah, for sure. You know, I don't think you're gonna need speed to beat that Man City defense, the two center backs. I think they're gonna have a problem with guys that are more physical, the bigger guys, the Giroud's, the Lukaku's, the Deco, those type of players. They have more problems with that. They're gonna have problems.
Is Kyle Walker fit for this game, Reggie? I agree with that. Is Kyle Walker fit?
I believe so. I don't see why he wouldn't be.
I read something where he might not been, but he'll be key. Watch the wide areas. DeMarco has been. We know Dumfries. Dumfries, I rate Dumfries a lot. Good player. DeMarco has been a fantastic player for Inter in a wide area. Basically, took over for Perisic and didn't see a beat. So I know Simone Inzaghi has been in for a lot of criticism, but you know they're calling him the final specialist. He's winning not European finals, but you know Coppa Italia finals and Super Cups and European Cups. But his brand of football is a good one too. And again, I think we'll say this for the, you know, umpteenth time on our show today, the pressure thing is massive. So we'll see. Again, an amazing performer for Inter this year who might be, you know, the best goalkeeper in the Champions League this year. And look, I'm saying that, and I had Mike Maignan, who I rate so high, and other, you know, Oblak and so on. But, you know, the ones who went pretty far, Onana's a really good goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
You know, so, well, and listen, Reggie's saying it could go to pens. It could go to pens. And
I think so. I mean, if I don't see two from City, I know Inter has an opportunity to get one. It's just, even if City do get two, does your head go down as an Inter player thinking it's over? And with the squad that they have and the ability that of the players that they have to bring off the bench and talking about Man City to finally kill off the game? I don't know, but if they only score one, I can see Inter scoring. I can see Inter scoring and playing a defensive game until it gets to 120 minutes. So who knows?
Reggie, I think the last time we had a major final, it was the World Cup final. Mm-hmm. And wow, we were just blown away. The world was blown away on the magnitude of the excitement of that game. Mm-hmm. I'm not expecting that, but wouldn't it be great to have a game where, you know, it's a bit more open and just like that game was an incredible matchup.
I don't think it's going to be that open. I think Inter's going to play a defensive game. They're going to play more defensive, try to hit them on the break, I think, a little bit more. But they're going to stay compact and they're going to be organized. So you can only hope for a game like that. But if the game it plays out like that, I think City scores 4 or 5.
I think part of this has been Pep Guardiola knows. He knows what he's doing here by saying, you know, it's almost like he's, you know, trying to lure Inzaghi because he knows Inzaghi's style is not exactly Allegri ball, bunker in, traditional old Italian football. Yeah. So I think he might be trying to say, oh, yeah, I'll show you. We can play. And again, it's little shades of, you know, Euro 2012 final where Italy was coming in playing well, but you had Spain, who were Spain at the time.
Yeah.
And Italy tried to play a little bit, and Spain just carved them apart.
Right.
It was just a beatdown because if you step out of who you know, this could get out of control because City is a different animal, different beast. And like you said, you know, what they did at Real Madrid, those 30 minutes in the second leg against Real Madrid were something like I've never seen before. They were doing that to Real Madrid, and it was devastating, right? The pressing. And so on. Again, like you said, this is Real Madrid, and then they made world-class players look a certain
ordinary. Way. Look the ordinary.
But as you said, one game.
One game. One game. Anything can happen in one game.
So I mean, I know it's a tough one, but you know, as an AC Milan fan, but you know, this is. I think it's going to be a lot closer than we think. And like I said, if I woke up and found out that Inter won, I wouldn't be shocked because they are playing some tremendous things. So here's what I'll put my, you know, non-biased hat on here. They deserve a lot of credit. They've been playing really well in the last 2 months in Serie A and the Champions League. they've done the job and they've done the business. So like we always refer to, we'll see what the match will come out as tomorrow and what the result will be. But I'm going to stick with 3-1 City, and then I'm sure I'll be wrong, but that's what I'm going
to
stick with.
Okay, well, we'll remember that. We'll do another show after to recap. We'll also probably talk about I want to get your opinion on what happened with Juve. Actually given a chance to make Champions League and blew it against Empoli. But I want to get your take on what happened there. I still don't understand what happened. I think I mentioned it in a previous show. Yeah. I don't get it. How you give I know you appeal it, you get the points back, yeah, and then yeah. You get punished again and it's 5 points less. I don't understand.
The appeal process, so again, what was done, we know with, you know, overvaluing certain transfers, whatever the case may be in terms of what they did wrong. I think Reggie is speaking to, how can we keep going back? And again, like you might say, my team benefited. So yeah, well, no, because it doesn't make sense. If you have a 15-point penalty, then there's an appeal. Like Reggie said, they get the points back. Then they're taken away again, and this time it's 5 points less.
Yeah.
And moreover, taken away, the team was informed. Imagine you're going from the team hotel or wherever you're from, and you're going to the stadium. You have those 15 points. You go warm up. You go back into the dressing room and find out the points are gone. It's a circus sideshow in Italy. It just speaks to what's going on with Serie A, what's going on with the Federation. You know, in a year where they're supposed to be, you know, taking a step forward with, you know, three teams in European finals in the Conference League.
That's right. But anyway, that's right.
If you're in Inter Milan and Roma, you know, teams are, you know, doing things a little bit better. And you have this. I mean, I'm taking away my hat of, you know, all this benefited the club I support. It's stupid. It's really stupid. If you're an outsider looking at the league, you're going, what the hell's going on there?
Well, that's exactly it, Joe. I'm looking at it and saying, well, I don't understand. And I think it was only 10 points because if Juve won all their games, they would have made Champions League. If they gave them the 15 points at that time, even if they won all their games, they wouldn't have made it. But they gave them the opportunity. They needed 9 points, I think, out of the 10 to make Champions League, and then they lost to Empoli and it was over. But the second punishment was just enough that they still could make Champions League, which again, if you're a fan of a Lee looking at that, you're just like, what's going on?
Right. It looks, well, let's call it what it is. It looks second rate. That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
It looks like what is going on in the Serie A, right? That's exactly what it looks like to a fan who's just, you know, trying to figure out the table, going, what? They lost points again, and then how? And so many times during the season, it just speaks to the nonsense that's happening.
Yeah.
You know? Like, we can say all we want about the Premier League, and we say that, you know, certain things have to be this way, but they do things properly. Things are done professionally, you know, for the most part. Whereas in Serie A, it seems like they can't get out of their own way.
Yeah,
is the point.
Yeah,
if there's a penalty, stick with it. It's been done, or you know, revisit it at the end of the year. You know, maybe they get sanctioned the following year. I don't know.
Maybe, yeah, something.
You know, it's just like in the Olympics where the race is run, and then okay, if you finish third, you know, and they just bump everybody a spot. I'm not.
That's
sure.
Right. That's right.
It just speaks to what frustrates me. It's what frustrates me about a league that, you know, unfortunately, I follow regardless. I'm going to follow that one the most. I'm just tied to it the most. But when these kind of things happen, it's a very hard sell to new fans.
Yeah.
And I think that's the biggest bother to me. So at the end of the day, Reggie, they did finish out. And it looks like even UEFA now will look into their own sanctioning. But again, you know, Juventus is going through major things. Speaking of, you know, we talked about silly season. I just read something. I don't know how valid it is. I know you're probably reading it, but Juve, one of Juve's star men, which they have a lot, but Federico Chiesa.
To where?
Possibly a $60 million move to Arsenal.
$60 million is a bargain.
Those are the reports that we're hearing. It's Newcastle and Arsenal who are in the mix. The player prefers Arsenal.
Of course. He won't go to – listen, it's not just, of course, Arsenal because I'm an Arsenal fan.
No, but when you compare it to –
it's where you're going to live. You're going to live in Newcastle or you want to live in London.
And with all due respect, I mean, listen, Newcastle is one of the best supported clubs.
Of course.
And
of course.
And Logan will tell us that and so on. He's one of you guys crazy. Yes. But, you know, the history of a club like Arsenal and what you have, and like you said, being in London and this new project that's really taken off. And, I mean, it's
nobody,
like
– nobody books a holiday in Newcastle.
But doesn't Chiesa just – we've been saying this. Doesn't he kind of – he just fits playing the Premier League, you know, where it's, yeah. it's at high speed. It's going at people, him in a wide yeah. area, coming in. Like,
yeah.
you know, I don't think, man, if he had a quarter of the career of this guy. But, like, you know, you think of Thierry Henry, who started off as a wide player, comes in and plays at striker and yeah. you know, had very similar attributes where he's so good in a wide area and getting at people. But that speaks to what has happened at Juventus. It's such a sad state of affairs because Chiesa was built for, you know, that moment and that group, you know, and now obviously they're looking to offload assets, even Vlahovic, as we've heard, but
take him know, too.
Yeah, that he was obviously more rumored. But I just read it today, and again, it's a pretty reputable source. But like Reggie started with this, this is beyond silly season.
It's so crazy out we'll there.
Up there. Yeah, I guess, Reg, I want to get to what your thoughts on Arsenal's following every week. And I was like, oh, but it gets even crazier when Paolo Maldini and Ricky Massara get fired this week on my club. So it's what? Why I can't have nice things.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, so, I mean, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, you know, Jerry Cardinale of Redbird American Ownership Group has a meeting with Paolo Maldini. And he was fired.
No, you're joking me. Yeah. I did not hear that.
Yeah, so this is, you know.
You're joking me.
I really wish I was. So apparently.
Club legend, Paolo Maldini. Or there's another one. There's another guy there named Paolo Maldini.
I wish, my friend. So Paolo Maldini and, again, the transfer market guru and scout has helped a lot. Ricky Massara are gone. And, you know, Jeffrey Moncada is still there.
What is going on? I know.
And so, again, when we speak to this, and there's different rules of thought, there's different schools of thought, but let look at it again from the outside. You know, players want to come to AC Milan. If Paolo Maldini's there, that's what it is. You know, it's alluring. It's part of the mystique of it. You know, and then you look at players like Teo Hernandez especially, but, you know, Mike Maignan, Rafael Leao. You know, they're obviously, Mike, you know, they're not, they're in a spot right now. They're all posting stuff in support of him. So I get it. I get that, you know, it's not about one person, but this is pretty massive. And fans around the world, AC Milan, are in a deep, dark spot right now. And I can easily say I'm one of them.
So. You don't sack that guy, Joe. You find a way to slowly, maybe if you want to move him out quietly, some put him in a different role, and then, you know, but you don't come out and sack that guy at AC Milan. You don't do that at AC Milan.
Yes, and Reggie, it gets even more convoluted. Apparently, Paolo Maldini wanted to get rid of Pioli.
Okay,
we're hearing, and he didn't want Pioli. There was strained in the relationship they're talking about. And so many rumors. Apparently, Paolo Maldini wanted to replace him with Andrea Pirlo as coach. Who knows if all this is true? What we do know is that the relationship was strained between the two. And now, that's why I mentioned before, earlier in our pod today, that the idea is that, again, I don't know if I agree with this, is to give Pioli more of control of the transfer market. And they're calling it like more like an English Premier League style type. And so fans around the world, especially AC Milan fans, yes, they're coming out and they're speaking their voice about this. People like Carlo Ancelotti, Kaká.
I saw Kaká, yeah.
You know, saying, how do you do this? So you're telling me. So to say that I have hope, I mean, I'm negative on the best of days, Reg. You could tell, I mean, you could only think
that. That one I would be upset about. I'd be pissed off about.
Right, Reggie. So
he's done magic for your club with nothing. He was able to build a team to win the Scudetto last season, finished in Champions League this season. I mean, I'll do with what happened to Juventus, but they still played a nice brand of football to get there. They would have been in Europe, a European competition, regardless. And he's a club legend. I don't understand that, Joel.
Yeah, and people are trying to justify it. Yeah, and like I'm talking about the small percentage of people trying to say, well, you know, it's business, and you know, we can still go on. The point is this: the players there, their morale is to me, it's damaged, right? It's damaged. Yeah. Like this
gotta
is Paolo Maldini, you know, one of the greatest players. Easily AC Milan's greatest player. Like let's be honest, you know. So we all know that, and I just. I'm not saying it's impossible. I just don't know how you bounce back from this with this cycle. Right, Reggie? With this cycle, I don't know how you do it. I don't know. I don't know how players are going to want to come there now without him. And what about this? If you're Teo Hernandez, who openly said, this is why I came here.
Yeah.
Someone when it's calling. You got to think.
When he has the opportunity to jet, he's gone.
Yeah, I could see him being bought again by Real Madrid, Reggie. You know, maybe Bayern Munich if Fonzie or Canadian, or Alphonso Davies goes to Real Madrid, maybe goes that way. So, I wouldn't be surprised. But yeah, so that's my misery and my grief, Reggie. Let's look at this as an overall snapshot for Arsenal, and there again, when you look at it in the big picture. All I read was, and I joked too, it was a bottle job. I don't believe that's a bottle job because of who was in front of Arsenal. I want to make that very clear. And everyone says, well, if you would have took second place. And then I know that you guys as fans, and you never said this, took a ribbing on social media. Say, oh, you know, guys, I mean, look, to be excited about that run that Arsenal had is understandable. The only team that beat out Arsenal was arguably the best club team in the world.
And it's not like, and I keep telling this to people all the time who tell me this and tell me that. if Arsenal were in second place by 13, 15, 20 points, gulf is massive between first and second. Okay, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
The best club, everyone claims Manchester City is the best team in the world right now. And the youngest team in the EPL finished 5 points behind them and had an 8-point lead on them at one point. If you were to tell me at the beginning of the season, Arsenal is going to finish second place, 5 points behind Manchester City, I would have ripped your arm off. I would have put it on the barbecue and I would have eaten it. No problem. Give me that.
Yeah.
Like, and here we are. And people are saying, oh, you blew it.
This is what I'm saying. Like, you cannot, it's impossible to look at things that way. It's so easy because it makes great fodder for the news, you know, like sound bites, and someone says this on, you know, oh, Gary Neville was right. Oh, so yeah. Gary Neville said that Manchester City is not dead in a title race with the greatest roster assembled.
He's a genius.
Like, I don't get that. Like,
genius.
Again, people just say, oh, but that's Arsenal now. No, that's Arsenal in this year where they're building toward. It's just like my team, AC Milan. I told you last year, Reggie, wow, really finished ahead of schedule. Really, you know, it was a surprise that they got there so fast. They'll probably come down to earth this year. And, Reggie, they were battling for a Champions League spot. So you have to look at things based on the roster and based on the project.
That's right.
And everyone's like, oh, Arteta has so much. Guys, he did not have – does he have a lot of resources? Yes. Does he have more than Manchester City? No. So, again, a lot of resources, of course. But City is playing with the biggest, fastest vehicle in the race.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you're not out of it. You can never be out of it.
Liverpool. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. 5 years,
right, Reggie?
Yeah.
5 years. Yeah. Amazing run. Yeah. Battling City. Is Liverpool, if we start the Premier League today, are we counting out that team on Merseyside? You're crazy. And now without Champions League, you're insane.
Yeah. So. It's just like when Chelsea rebuilt without the European, right? So, I mean, they rebuilt without European football that 1 year, and they came back the next year and just destroyed everybody. So, I mean, For a coach like Jurgen Klopp, just have to focus on the EPL and an FA Cup game every 4 months and a Caribou Cup game every 4 months as well. And if they get the rebuild right, I know they just bought Alexis McAllister this week. So if they get the rebuild right again with what they have up front, it's going to be much harder for Arsenal to maintain next year, and even City and even Chelsea. And I don't know where Tottenham's going, but I mean, Brighton's going to be better next year as well, even though they're going to lose some players. The way that their scouting works, they're going to be able to find players. I mean, it's going to be tough next season, but again, I tell everybody, if you look at the project Arsenal has been involved in, eighth the first year Arteta was there, eighth again the second year, fifth and second in the fourth year. I mean, how can you not be looking forward to every other season coming forward now? I don't know.
Yeah, and with players that are now realistically wanting to go there, to be part of something like we talked about Chiesa, but like Caicedo, right? It's on, it's off. Like, that'd be a big one for them, right? So the point is that, you know, this is the most competitive league in the world, and it's like, you know, to take a quote from the NBA. So if you don't win it, is it a complete fail? Like, this is nonsense to me. Always has been, and so the fact that Arsenal is, you know, attracting players. But let's not forget, you know, without Gabriel Jesus for a long period of time,
without Saliba for the last 8 games of the season, I don't know how many teams can have two, three starters out of their starting lineup and still maintain that don't have a bench like, you know, a Man City. No, or a PSG or a Real Madrid. Our bench isn't like that. Saliba goes down, it's Rob Holding coming in. You know what I mean? So
when you compare it to what... Oh, Reggie, there is a phone's ringing, Reggie. It must be an important phone call.
It's got Friday night. Friday night important phone call.
Yeah, and I got 1 second, guys. So this is live stuff here. If you...
Yeah, so I think that, you know, even with champions, the Champions League thing is the big thing. If you're a second place team in an EPL side and you have Champions League, it makes it even more, you know, and just the culture around the club, the women's team selling out the Emirates for games, you know, the kit launch, the kits are beautiful.
Yeah, everything.
Everything. It's just, you're in London.
Champions League is different, right?
And it's different.
And you're going to want to be there. So
that's right.
I don't buy all this. Again, Reggie, it's fandom stuff. I get it. I get caught up in it too. But at the end of the day, not everybody can be at the top of the heap. And if you're in the mix in the Premier League, look at Chelsea. We'll move on. Chelsea, it's unbelievable. 14th place with all that spent. So I guarantee you
Pochettino comes in there and cuts 8 or 9 of them. Because he's already got rid of Joao Felix. So
there you go. They have a ton
to get rid of, and they have more coming in. I think Christian Nkuno from Red Bull is coming in. Yes. They bought him a while back, and he's coming in this season. So the logjam at striker is crazy. So they're going to have to get rid of guys. But again, it's not my issue, so we'll move on.
But what about is Christopher Nkunku coming in? Is that as big as Messi going to Inter Miami?
Joe,
wow.
I don't know. I think I've been out of the loop. I didn't hear about the Paolo Maldini thing. I didn't hear about that. And then I think I found out like a couple of days after Messi signed in the MLS.
And part of his deal, Reggie, is getting revenue from Apple TV. Like,
that's right.
This is insane. So,
well, you gotta be able to match what Saudi was offering, right? So,
wow, this is incredible. I mean, news to our show, close to us. You know, we're wearing our stuff here.
Yeah,
that means Kamal Miller.
Long-time oh my God! Virtual. He's gonna play with Messi.
And Lionel Messi.
Oh, so, my goodness!
Who knew? It is amazing, isn't it? I mean, football is incredible. Like, we're rushing here. We're doing our show here. I'm actually going to be heading on the field in about half an hour, and you know, this is what we were doing with Kamal, like maybe 6-7 years ago. And like, how do you tell these kids, hey, one day you might play with? You never know who you might play with. So it's pretty amazing. So,
might play with Nanny, right? Yeah. You might play with Messi. Yeah, okay.
So again, I mean, we could do a whole hour on this. We will. We'll do something after we wrap up Champions League, right, Reggie?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Silly season is fun season. I'm going to give you some of my fun little silly season stuff. I can't believe we're glossing over Inter Miami signing Messi. Unbelievable. Mm. We're going to do a whole thing on it, right, Reg? We will.
Yeah, for sure. We have to. It's too bad we played them already, right?
Yeah, yes. What about stuff like Ange Popescu going to, or is that you?
And yeah, to Tottenham, right?
Yeah, I messed up his name. You're gonna snap.
Don't worry about it. He won't last long there, Joe. Don't worry about it. He won't last long.
Now, take away that part. Wait a minute. I got one for you. Don't you worry. Okay, so he's going from Celtic to Reggie's biggest rival, Spurs.
United? Spurs.
Yeah. But what about if maybe, possibly, a guy like Alistair Johnston were to get some love and from maybe Tottenham. Interest from Tottenham Hotspur? Like, just, again, that Canadian angle. This is where we're at. Incredible. Now, is it as interesting as Reggie's favorite English midfielder possibly landing at Arsenal?
Who's that? Right. Oh, yeah. Joe, I don't know if you pay $100 million for a defensive midfielder that's not named Makélélé. So I don't know.
How do you feel about that one?
Again, it's not my money. I understand. But now we're at the point now where certain clubs, and believe it or not, I'm not talking about Man City ruining football. I'm talking about clubs before them, like Chelsea, who would overpay players that weren't worth what the price tag is. If Declan Rice is Spanish, he is not $100 million. 40, maybe, 45, 50 at top. But the English tax on players is just ridiculous. I don't know how you get a defensive midfielder for $100 million. I don't understand it. I don't get it.
I just thought reading that, going Reggie with Declan Rice is just like, this is amazing stuff. Never mind Messi going to Inter Miami, but we are going to talk more about this stuff. And we'll talk, Reggie, we'll do an after, like all kidding aside, we'll do something early next week. Post Champions League, and we'll go through all this. And we will talk about Inter Miami and another three letters things, TFC, and what's going on there.
It's tire fire, Joe.
Yeah.
Tire fire. Yeah. Oh, so, holy smokes. Tire fire FC. Tire fire FC.
Hey. So we will, I know this is like, this is us to get me back in the mix here. We want to talk about, we will wrap up the Champions League final. We hope we have a lot to talk about. And then Reggie's favorite season to talk about, a silly season. Yeah. And of course, we'll do the whole thing on Inter Miami with Lionel Messi and what's going on in the Saudi League, and they're signing everybody and so on. So the world is changing in the world of football. We will talk all about that. Reg, anything you want to, what you're looking forward to other than the obvious? I mean, I know who you want to win in that game.
Well, no, I mean, I can't have City winning the Champions League. I can't have that in my soccer life. So we'll hope that, you know, the fraud is found out. But I'm waiting.
That's what they need me to talk about. Yeah, that's what they want me to talk about. Everyone wants me to get at you for repetitive. So we're gonna do that.
Why?
We'll do that next week too. And guess
what? I haven't said anything controversial. I've only given you facts.
Yeah, and this is why we have to wait till next week, because this is what's happening, right? If City were to win, it'll go one way. And if City were to lose, Reggie will be locked and loaded, ready to roll. So that's why we're going to wait for next week. It's going to be a post-Champions League wrap-up. Guys, look at what Reggie's done with just a look at this. It's amazing. Love it, Reggie. Looks awesome, by the way. It's always improving our stuff, so thank you, Reggie, for that.
Trying.
I'm just taking over because you've been so busy doing all the work for us, holding this down. But you know, Reggie's got all the platforms to follow, and we got TikTok too, and so on. You know, you can always go see Max at Soccer Max to get your gear and stuff. But Reggie, I like what you've done. It looks good.
Hey, you know, always trying. If you're standing still, you're losing. So you got to keep it looking fresh. I'm very interested into the rumors and stuff. So when those start hitting and getting down, we'll definitely talk about that stuff for sure. I'm just blown away by this Paolo Maldini. I can't actually believe it. After the show, I'm going to start reading about it. Cause it's not something you do to that guy at that club. he wants to go to Juve and get fired or Inter and get fired, no problem. But you don't fire him from AC. That's ridiculous.
And I have a hot take, Reggie. I just don't see it. I think him and Massaro resurface. Maybe not the Premier League, but who knows? But I'm seeing like something like PSG. You never know. We'll see. That's just my take. I don't think that they're done. I don't think he wants to go down like that either. But, yeah, my smile today is very, very contrived because I'm very sad the last 3 days about football and my idol and obviously, you know, what he means to my club. But tomorrow's a new day and tomorrow's Champions League day, so –
we'll get I have a couple of things to do in the morning, hopefully get them done, and we can get watching this game, and then we'll have a reaction show next week about what we saw tomorrow. So I know, Joe, you got to get going. You got to get onto the field. We'll end off the show like that, guys. If you're not, if you haven't subscribed to our podcast, subscribe on YouTube. We're still on every podcast platform as far as Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music. We're on every platform you use to download podcasts. We're on TikTok now. Subscribe, follow, put stuff up daily. Just, you know, supporting us. It's free. I mean, it doesn't cost you anything. Grows the channel. You'll get more shows like this. So, guys, it's Friday night. Can't wait for tomorrow. We'll catch you next week.